Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
In the parable of the sower, some of the seed fell upon the stony ground and immediately sprung up, but soon withered, not having any root. This is typical of those who often have euphoric experiences which ultimately fade, and then they have no basis upon which to stand, only to keep searching for another experience, much like a drunkard seeks to find happiness in his bottle. Some fell upon the thorny ground, and even though they expressed some agreement, perhaps even a measure of human remorse over their sin, the cares of this world overcame their desire to embrace that truth which they professed to believe. This is typical of those who receive not a love of the truth that they might be saved. Like the sow that is washed, they return to their wallowing in the mire. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Many conclude that this is descriptive of moral decay. Yet that unrighteousness in which the natural man has the most pleasure is in his free will religion, wherein he thinks to produce and present his own righteousness unto the Lord. For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. The unadulterated gospel of the glory of the blessed God is this foundation. Christ is all. This is that gospel which Paul says that the Galatians have received from him, and exhorts them not to depart from it. For there is no alternative gospel which can be said to be true. He knows that there will be many who are yet to come, and many who were already among them, who would pervert the plain message of Jesus Christ and him crucified, adding to it all sorts of duties and activities designed to give them something other than Christ to fix their vision on and to rely upon. Since many of them were Jews, he knew that their natural tendency would be to seek to mix in some law with the gospel. That which is of the law is not of faith, as he goes on to point out to them, that the purpose of the law was to be a schoolmaster, to bring them unto Christ, and not a moral code or list of duties. He goes on to define the gospel which they had received. Wherever he went, he was determined to know nothing among them but Jesus Christ and him crucified. They gladly heard his message, and now they were in danger of departing from that foundation which he had built upon. He said that this gospel was not according to the natural man's reason. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached to me is not after man. The true gospel is not built upon the natural understanding of men, nor can it be received by the same. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. This is what the Lord told Nicodemus. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He said that this gospel was not taught by the power of the flesh, nor the skill of oration. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. While he as an apostle was directly taught by the lips of Christ, the same power which opened his understanding did also apply the preached word to their ears and heart. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He said this gospel was not resting upon any carnal religion or tradition. In fact, it is that which is set against all such. For ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals of my own nation. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, this calling caused him to declare, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I might know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Have you received this gospel, which is nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified? Or do you seek to add something to it?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.